Romans chapter 10 in your Bibles this evening. We serve a sovereign God, and part of that sovereignty is His perfection. When He implements a plan in creation, in salvation, it is absolutely perfect. Salvation cannot be improved. It needs no additions nor subtractions. We simply need to take that sweet story of salvation to a lost and dying world. So Romans chapter 10, let's begin reading in verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I read about a convocation of angels who met Jesus when he went back to heaven, following his life on earth after his death, his burial, and his resurrection. As they talked, one angel said, "This wonderful thing that you have done in giving your life so that man might be redeemed, so that man might be saved. How will they spread this good news? How will they spread this gospel to all the world?" "Well," the Lord said, "I have called out some disciples, and I've commissioned the church to carry the gospel into the whole world." The angel said, "You have entrusted this wonderful message of salvation to people who are selfish and forgetful and busy and stubborn? What if they don't do it? What is plan B, Lord?" Jesus said, "There is no plan B." So my challenge to you this evening is, if you are a Christian and you want to know how the gospel is to be spread, you go home and look in the mirror. What you see is plan A, and there is no plan B. If you do not do it, it will not get done. So I have some thoughts this evening. First of all, the plan A of salvation. Certainly there is this perception that God can be approached in many, many ways, that heaven is a city set on a hill, and there are many roads to get there. Different religions approach God as they see Him in their own way, how they can please Him. So any road you get on and are sincere will be accepted by God. Where that breaks down, ladies and gentlemen, is the Bible neither reflects nor teaches that. And let me tell you something, folks. This is the Word of God. The Quran is not the Word of God. The teaching of Confucius is not the Word of God. The other religions out there, their book is not the Word of God. This is the inspired, inerrant, and preserved Word of God for us. Jesus said this. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's what this book says. No man goes to heaven except by Jesus Christ. Peter is preaching in Acts chapter 4, and he makes this statement, neither is there salvation in any other, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is not in any. If you're going to heaven, you've got to go by the way of the cross, which is by Jesus. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, the Bible says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, not that there is a God. You don't confess that there is a God. You confess the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. You don't just say, well, I know there's a God up there and he's a benevolent God and he does all these wonderful things. You have to go the way of the cross if you are going to be saved. In Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not just call on God, but Jesus Christ. If I go to heaven, I must go through Jesus. If any of my family goes to heaven, they must go through Jesus Christ. If any of my friends go to heaven, they all have to go through Jesus Christ. There is no plan B of salvation. And that motivates me. It puts me under pressure. It challenges me to get the good news of Jesus Christ out. Because without Christ, people are lost. As Hudson Taylor was en route to China to begin a mission work there years ago, the captain of the ship asked him, do you really think the Chinese people will be lost if you don't go? Here's what he said, I believe they are lost already, and that's the reason I'm going. It's not if he just decides not to go. Here's what a fella told me one time about missions. When I was pastoring in Roseburg, the church had an account at the Texaco station. And so I filled up there and got to know the owner of the Texaco station very, very well. And he made this statement. He said, Brother Gray, I don't get it about missions. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, you know what? Those people are happy. They live their own life. And then you go in and you tell them that they have to do this and this and this. And it just makes them unhappy. Why don't you just leave them alone? Here's the reason. Go with me to John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and the last verse in John chapter 3 says this. John chapter 3 and verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And the Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Second of all, the plan A of witnessing. How will your neighbor know unless you tell him? How will those you work with know unless you tell them? God's method of telling this world how to go to heaven is for every Christian to get involved in that. The best way to do that certainly is verbally, from your mouth to their ears. But I'm not criticizing tracts or books or anything else. The fact of the matter is, I'm for every rock beside the road that somebody has written on it, Jesus saves. God bless them. If they don't get caught and get thrown in jail. If someone taught a dog to bark out, I love Jesus, I'll throw him a bone. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We are to get involved personally in this thing of witnessing. Third, the plan A of missions. Now back to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse 15. The Bible says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good news. How is the gospel going to get to India? The last missionary that we had speak at the church, they're going to India. How are they going to get there unless this church and churches like ours do our part? Someone has to go to the people in India. So what are our options as a church? Well, there's three. First of all, the go missions. That is, I go. Your attitude ought to be this, and you've heard me say this many, many times. I will go if God will allow me. You want to know what is not right? For someone in America to hear hundreds of times how to go to heaven, and someone in India never hears it once. And there are people that are dying, especially in that part of the world, where they will never hear the name of Christ one time. William Carey said it this way, why should anyone hear twice until everyone has heard once? You go to be a missionary. Second of all, there's co-missions. You help those who will go. If you have not gone, you are under huge responsibilities before the God of heaven to give so that others can go. You know what the deal is? Here's the option. Give or go. That's it. Those are the only two viable options that we have. I will give of my finances. I will give myself in prayer. And then I'll just give myself. I'll write to missionaries. I'll go for a visit. I'll send gifts to missionary kids. I'll just get involved personally in the lives of those who have gone. And all of that certainly is between you and God. But there are some things to consider. Do you believe in the value of what they are trying to do, what we are trying to do as a church in taking the gospel to the world? Is that a value in your system? Is it worth doing? And if it is, what's the best way for me to do that? Well, God has already answered that, and the answer is the local church. I want you to go with me to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And look at verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. This next word is absolutely important. Both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The word both there means at the same time. You are to do all of these at the same time. And the only way you can do that is by your involvement in a local church that supports missions so that you can be a witness both at the same time in Jerusalem, that is in Phoenix, and in Judea, that's in our state, and in Samaria, that's in the United States, and then unto the uttermost part of the earth. And then, of course, there's a third option, and that is no missions. I will not go, and I will not give. An individual came to me this morning and said, my overall giving is this, and it was way beyond a tithe. They're involved in missions. They're involved in other things. Could I plead the heart of God tonight? The heart of God is this. God is not willing that any should perish. He doesn't look in the people in the United States and we are just special to Him. Mankind is special to God. If you say you love God, you will love the things that God loves. Mary, the mother of Jesus, only preached one sermon. It was in Cana of Galilee at a wedding. John chapter 2, if you would go with me there. John chapter 2, and we'll just read the first five verses. And you will pick up on the message she preached. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they don't have any wine. And let me just tell you this. The wine that they're talking about here is not fermented hooch. Okay? Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Here's her message. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. The message this evening is, whatever God says to you, do it. Whatever He impresses upon your heart about an individual, about missions, about getting involved in reaching a lost and dying world, do it. So let's pray. Father, once again, we are so thankful for the opportunities that we have to serve you. We're thankful for the opportunity to come to church. And we can sit here in comfort. And we can sing the songs of Zion. And we can hear a message from your wonderful word. Father, we're grateful. But then, dear Father, as a message goes out like this message, it's decision time in our life if we will get involved in taking the gospel to people we know, people in our family, people we love, people that live down the street from us. They're going to spend eternity either in heaven, a place of resplendent beauty, or they will spend eternity in a horrible place of recrimination called hell. And oh, dear Father, the people that we dislike the most, we would not want them to die and go to hell forever. And when we hear on television that someone has died And we know something about their life because we followed them through the years. And a lot of them, when we hear that they have died, we know where they are because of their attitude towards you and their attitude towards your son. And dear Father, it hurts our hearts when we realize that. So dear Father, help us. Help us to get involved. Help us to have a burden for the lost. Years and years ago, I remember a preacher preaching, and he said, if we could just lift the lid on hell for 5 minutes and stand and look down into that awful place and hear the screams and smell the brimstone and know that those people are going to be there forever, it would do something for us. But Father, that's not going to happen. We can get the truth from your word, and then you expect us to act on that. So, Father, help us to do it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen.